Here we are with a fresh batch of good stuff. That's exactly right. I'm going to kick it off by telling you about one of our longtime sponsors. That's Tri-State Livestock News. You know, you get their edition and you can unearth the secrets of successful breeders. You can immerse in the thrill of rodeo news, and you can explore exciting upcoming events with a focus on everything from grains to performance horses. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Go to TSLN.com.
You know, a couple of things that we want to remind you about and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board wants you to know about. This winter, of course, ice fishing. Coming up in January, it'll be the Cork Thornton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament out at Merritt Reservoir. Always a great bunch of fun there and a great time by everybody. And also the Bull Bash, which will be coming up in Valentine. We're going to line the bulls up on Main Street. Lots of things going on for that as well. And of course, Valentine's Day in Valentine, Nebraska. Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
So this circulated on Facebook quite a while back. One of my friends told me about a powerful lesson in her daughter's high school class this winter. They're learning about the Salem witch trials, and their teacher told them they were going to play a game. I'm going to come around and whisper to each of you, whether you're a witch or a normal person. Your goal is to build the largest group possible that does not have a witch in it. At the end, any group found to include a witch gets a failing grade. So it's a pretty serious game. The teens dove into grilling each other. One fairly large group formed, but most of the students broke into small, exclusive groups, turning away anyone they thought gave off even a hint of guilt. Okay, the teacher says, you've got your groups. Time to find out which ones fail. All witches, please raise your hand.
None of them.
No one. Not one.
There were no witches.
There were no witches. The kids were confused and told him he'd messed up the game. Did I? Was anyone in Salem an actual witch? Or did everyone just believe what they'd been told? And that is how you teach kids how easy it is to divide a community. Kind of scary.
Interesting. Pretty simple. So here's a question for you. Should children witness childbirth? I don't know. We'll see. Due to a power outage, only one paramedic responded to a call. The house was very dark, so the paramedic had asked Kathleen, just a 5-year-old girl, to hold a flashlight high over her mommy so he could see while he helped deliver the baby. Very diligently, Kathleen did as she was asked. Heidi pushed and pushed, and after a little while, Connor was born. The paramedic lifted him by his little feet, spanked him on his bottom, and Connor began to cry. The paramedic then thanked Kathleen for her help and asked the wide-eyed 5-year-old girl what she thought about what she had just witnessed. Kathleen quickly responded, he shouldn't have been in there in the first place. Spank him again.
That's right. Well, I appear to have gotten into a batch of Halloween things. This one is called...
Oh, good.
I know. It's coming up next week, you know. Do you have your costume ready?
I'm going as a radio personality.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Always so original every year. Here's a poem called Desperado by Bruce Sada. The wind was gusting all that day and howled into the night. We thought there might be heck to pay, and darn if we weren't right. The moon was shining to the brim through clouds just full of wrath when we caught our first glimpse of him ambling up the path. That varmint, dressed in darkest black, from his Stetson to each boot, was toting along a great big sack. Dang, we said, he wants some loot. His eyes leered out from just above, a kerchief tied behind his neck. What devil was he thinking of? He made us all a nervous wreck. He drew his guns with these demands, sweetly, without one lost beat. Howdy, ma'am. Up with those hands. Your choice is simple. Trick or treat. Again, it's called Desperado.
Can you just picture a little kid and his two guns and his hat and that kind of stuff?
Isn't that just darling?
Ron Swanson's life advice says there are only three ways to motivate people: money, fear, and hunger. There are three acceptable haircuts: high and tight, a crew cut, or a buzz cut. That might be a generational type thing there.
Yes, indeed.
Sting like a bee, but do not float like a butterfly. That's ridiculous. Muhammad Ali used to say that.
Yeah.
One rage every 3 months is permitted. Try not to hurt anyone who doesn't deserve it.
Wise words.
Yes. I'd wish you the best of luck, but I believe luck is a concept created by the weak to explain their failures.
Oh, wow. Ow.
Yeah.
Dang.
One more of those today. Don't start chasing applause and acclaim. That way lies madness.
Oh, yeah.
If you have something to share with the good stuff and our listeners, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.